From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Godly Dedication, part of this series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 22, verses 1 through 8, in which Joshua addressed the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Having fulfilled their promise to fight alongside the other tribes in the conquest of Canaan, these tribes were returning to their own lands on the east side of the Jordan. As they prepared to depart, Joshua encouraged them to remain faithful to the Lord. From this narrative, Dr. Cairns is seeking to provide a pattern for individual Christians as well as for the church at large. We've seen that the character of godly dedication is marked by a hearty obedience to the will of God. Then it involves fighting the Lord's battles. These battles are fought on many fronts, including self, fighting against whatever would keep us from going on with God, defending against doctrinal error and moral impurity. Another aspect of the battle is evangelism, leading others to enjoy what we have gained in Christ. In addition, we're to strive to maintain the unity of the brethren, avoiding unnecessary divisions about non-essentials. Of utmost importance is consistency in our commitment to the cause of Christ, no matter what the circumstances. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Today's text is found in Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us. And canst thou not do this? Are there no mercies which thou hast experienced? What though thou art gloomy now? Canst thou forget that blessed hour when Jesus met thee and said, Come unto me? Canst thou not remember that rapturous moment when he snapped thy fetters, dashed thy chains to the earth, and said, I came to break thy bonds and set thee free? Or if the love of thine espousals be forgotten, there must surely be some precious milestone along the road of life, not quite grown over with moss, on which thou canst read a happy memorial of his mercy towards thee. What? Didst thou never have a sickness like that which thou art suffering now, and did he not restore thee? Wert thou never poor before, and did he not supply thy wants? Wast thou never in straits before, and did he not deliver thee? Arise, go to the river of thine experience, and pull up a few bulrushes, and plait them into an ark, wherein thine infant faith may float safely on the stream. Forget not what thy God has done for thee. Turn over the book of thy remembrance, and consider the days of old. Canst thou not remember the hill Mizar? Did the Lord never meet with thee at Hermon? Hast thou never climbed the delectable mountains? Hast thou never been helped in time of need? Nay, I know thou hast. Go back then a little way to the choice mercies of yesterday, and though all may be dark now, light up the lamps of the past. They shall glitter through the darkness, and thou shalt trust in the Lord, till the day break and the shadows flee away. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Evangelism is vital to the health of the church and of the individual Christian. And of course, the encouragement of other Christians. What a vital part of dedication to God that is. You remember the illustration of Barnabas, the son of consolation? He was a good man. Not very many people of whom that is said. But the Holy Ghost tells us that. He was a good man. And what is the great mark of his goodness? He was the son of consolation. He was the great encourager. Barnabas was not a Boanerges. Barnabas was not some thunderous opponent of the people of God, always nitpicking, always ready to trip them up, always ready to find fault. He was the man who could see their faults, undoubtedly, but he would bring Christ to them. He would bring the grace of God to them. He was a man. And this is what I like about Barnabas, perhaps more than anything else. He was a man who always loved to see the slightest trace of the grace of God in another man's life and ministry. And he encouraged it and he nurtured it using what he had of Christ and what his experience was of Christ to lead others on with the Savior. That's a vital part of godly dedication. A fourth element in this godly dedication is maintaining the unity of the brethren. Notice again, verse 3, you have not left your brethren these many days unto this day. The unity of the brethren. Moses had warned these 2.5 tribes of the discouragement and defeat they would cause to Israel if they deserted their brethren. You know, that's always the case. Christians divide from others of God's people far too easily. Here in America particularly, we have a plague, an absolute plague of the wickedness and the selfishness that will let Christians drift in and drift out of the fellowship of God's people in this church or another church here and there for no apparent reason whatsoever. The level of loyalty among many, many Christians is as near to absolute zero as you can possibly get. What a curse it is. What a discouragement, how weakening to the body of Christ and to those who are seeking to war a good warfare. While Israel fought together, her armies could never be defeated. How good and how pleasant it is, the Holy Ghost says, for brethren to dwell together in unity. Now, we must not allow the false unity of the ecumenical movement, the false unity of apostates, to blind us to the need for true believers to stand together. We must, as much as possible, even recognizing denominational differences and all the rest of it, we must as much as possible establish the broadest possible communion among the people of God. When Spurgeon opened his great metropolitan tabernacle, he had people from various walks of life there. They had a special service where there were greetings from neighboring churches. Then there was a night when the Baptist churches of the whole country came together and they had leaders there, and this was a meeting for their Baptist brethren. But then there was another night when there were ministers from other churches that were not Baptists. Spurgeon was a noted Calvinist. One of the speakers that night was a primitive Methodist. Or should I say, I think actually Spurgeon had to speak in his behalf because at the last minute he couldn't get there, but he wanted to be there, primitive Methodist. There were other independents, nonconformists. He was willing that night to have a Church of England clergyman. I have to say, the Church of England, for all its faults in that day, was not the ecumenical apostasy that it is today. But he was willing to have that Church of England, that Episcopal clergyman there, and a Presbyterian. Only illness kept those men out of the pulpit, but it was open to them, and their message was there. Listen, what a lesson to us. There was never a stricter Baptist than Spurgeon. There was never a stronger separatist than Spurgeon. But he saw the value of the unity of the people of God. And if that's true in the broad front, can we possibly miss its application in the local front? division among God's people, a party spirit, an individualistic, arrogant spirit is hurtful to the cause of God. When God's people separate themselves from the rest of their brethren and they simply sit in splendid isolation, they are robbing themselves and they're robbing the church. They're robbing the testimony of Christ of much that is beneficial and useful. We are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The fifth element in this godly dedication is consistency of commitment to the Lord in every place and at every time. Look at verse 5. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses the servant of the Lord charged you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to cleave to him, and serve him with all your heart. What he's saying is, now you're going to the other side, Jordan. You're going to be far away. First of all, you're not going to be living in an atmosphere of crisis. The great battles that you've been fighting in are all over. Be careful to be as godly in peacetime as you were in wartime. Then you're going to be removed from the great body of the people of God here. You're going to be removed from the influences of strong and godly men. But be faithful to God in that faraway place. It would be very easy to slip. Moses had warned of this. He says when in Deuteronomy 8, verse 10, when you've eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God. Beware that thou forget not the Lord. What is godly dedication? It is going on with God, whatever the circumstances. Now let me be very honest with you. Most people appear very spiritual when they're in trouble. One of the wickedest people it has ever been my misfortune to come across, one of the foulest lives I have ever witnessed, yet could sound very spiritual when great trouble and approaching death touched that family. I have found again and again that when there's crisis, people then talk in terms of dedication to God. And oh, they're going to be faithful. But once the crisis is passed, then they forget those vows. They begin to slip. I spoke to a man, and I will be deliberately vague here, though he lives far from this place. I spoke to a man who was complaining some terrible things that had happened in his life. And they were terrible things. Burdens of an immense nature. Wondering, why would God send this to me? And I said to him what nobody else would say to him. Do you remember some years ago, you were lying at the point of death, when doctors knew nothing that would help you? They took in a new experimental drug and they said, we'll try it. Do you remember what you said to me at that time? God will spare my life. I will get right with God and I will serve him. God did spare your life. You turned your back on him. And now you complain. How easy it is to sound spiritual in crisis and then just to let it slip. I think every one of us has been there. I have no doubt that across this meeting there are people who can remember times when they were in great trouble and they lifted their heart to God and there was either implied or expressed that dedication of their soul to the Lord. But the crisis has passed, and what about your dedication? Wherever you are, wherever you go, consistency of commitment to the Lord is the essence of dedication to Him. In other words, this is not just a ping-pong game where you're in one side of the net one day and another the other side of the net the next. It's not some sort of a yo-yo experience where I'm going on with God today but I'm backsliding tomorrow. This is to be a constant, consistent commitment of life and soul and time and talent, possession and position and everything we are and have to say, here am I, redeemed by precious blood, belonging rightly to my Savior. I will, by the grace of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, as a reaction of love to all that He hath done for me, I will give all I am and have to Him. That's the character of godly dedication.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.